Hello, all. Welcome to Rants of a Podcast. I'm Janua Lisa, and today's episode is going to be Rants of a Loan Together. See what I did there? Hey, all. I had some wild ideas for this episode. Not really wild, but I had like a whole structure for you set up for this episode of just things that came to mind when I was thinking like the whole concept of alone together. I thought of this concept after like hearing all the commercials during this global crisis that we're all going through, where they hashtag alone together. And then I was watching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I don't remember what episode it is, but she's doing a song along with, I can't think of who all three is doing the song, but it's three of them are initially doing the song, and they're literally singing the exact same song, but the whole song's like basically like, no one can feel how I'm feeling. I feel these feelings alone, and no one could possibly understand this feeling, but all of them are singing the exact same song. And then it goes into a wide version of the song where, basically the whole cast is singing this song where they're all feeling the same feeling. And that made me think of, like, oh, this is the episode. This is the episode for right now, is this whole concept of like, like being alone or feeling alone, but you're in that feeling or in that thought, you're never truly alone. Not that you're not individual or nothing, but there are billions of people on this planet. There is no way that you can be the only one feeling the way you do. So, no offense if that's how you thought things worked. But then kind of offense because you might possibly have a God complex if you're like, oh, no, I'm the only one who feels things. You might have family or friends that might find it difficult to understand some of the things you're going through. But it doesn't mean that you're alone in the feeling as a whole. It just means that your family and friends need some time with you, and they're still not you. So you just work on your communications and those kind of points, and those kind of ways. If that's what you're going through. But it also, this whole alone together thing, like, reminded me, because, you know, I've been MIA for 2 weeks. They're getting closer. I don't know if you hear the lawnmowers and stuff outside. I'm like, ah, why are you getting close? But I don't know if you guys, I don't think I've ever said why I, like, started the podcast, other than, you know, my obsession with podcast and my obsession with, I don't know, my obsession with podcast, basically. But also it was just this idea of, it was still that same idea of like, of not being alone, not personally being alone, but also making sure that everyone doesn't feel alone. That's why I wrote like my book too, where it's just like, oh, like, 'cause I personally am a very angsty person, even though I'm not a teenager anymore. And so just, I guess, as I kept meeting in school and just in work and in life, I just kept meeting more people like me. And I'm like, and they also felt so alone. And I'm like, I think because me and you are such kindred spirits, or me and you are such kindred spirits, then clearly these feelings or these thoughts aren't isolated to just me, or clearly just you. because we're both going through it. And I can very much understand you, and you're starting to understand me. And that's why if you go on my Instagram, or if you've ever read my Instagram, you know, I say it's a podcast about being a, well, whatever you are, whether basic or basically breaking every mold from the shallow end to the deep end of adulthood. So it's for people like us. We're not alone. And that's, I'm wanting to take this opportunity to, you know, kind of broadcast that. Most of this time, like, I do live with, me and my boyfriend live together, but for the most part, because he's still getting to work, so the most part, it's me and our pup hanging out most days, and it's weird. I started school back last week, but it's all online. And between my learning disabilities and my ignorance with technology, it's been obnoxiously difficult. And I'm a mostly a B student, so to struggle with school is very frustrating, especially since most of these classes I was getting A's in, and now having to do them all at once online, I am struggling. But I was talking to someone else who, even before that, it was before this, where they went back to school after a long time, and they didn't do well. Like, they failed it or whatever, and it was just like one of those like kind of reality checks that, like, yes, this is a different experience, but a lot of the experiences that I'm experiencing right now with the pandemic, other people were also like just experiencing it in their day to day, you know? Me and my mom were talking about privilege in the third or fourth episode. And that, I guess that's kind of my privilege or something like that, where I didn't, like, even with my learning disability and stuff like that, like, I never struggled in school until the building and the teachers being like right there with me were taken away. So I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that there's certain things that I didn't realize affected me. Motivation I've learned. My friend, it was a Facebook friend. So I have a Facebook friend we've met. I don't know why. Because he was the friend of a friend, and now we're friends on Facebook. And so I can just call him a Facebook friend, because we don't really like separately interact other than Facebook. So even though I know him, he's still a Facebook friend. But he was posting his weeks, basically. And apparently, so the first week he was all like, first week of quarantine, binge watching Netflix. Second week of quarantine, binge video game playing. Third week of quarantine, I don't remember what the third week was. That's when he started cooking and stuff. And then the fourth week, he started running again. So he was progressively, he's progressively, like, getting back into his, like, normal routines. And I feel like even though the first 2 weeks of quarantine for me were actually super productive, because I was like, okay, well, I have to do this. And me and Champ went on walks and stuff like this. And I told you, I've still been cleaning like crazy. Don't get me wrong. But I'm always cleaning. I have no idea. I respect the quote unquote typical house moms, and I guess housewives too. But like when you have children involved in doing this every day, or like the stay at home parent, it doesn't have to be moms, but like the stay at home parent, like when you have like I just have to take care of one pup. Like I only have to take care of him, and he's easy. We go on walks. He poops outside. I feed him, and then we play, and he sleeps. Especially if we went for a walk, then he just goes to sleep. But yeah, so basically, I was very productive in the first weeks, and then last week, other than I was so wrapped up in trying to, like, I felt like I was just so behind in school. And so that's where I was last week. If anyone noticed, like, the dates, it's further apart than they normally are. Normally I do it every other week. This one's a little further apart. But basically, so I felt myself digressing or whatever. So the last few days I've been working back on plans and getting back into motion. I'll post it on, I already posted on Facebook, but for those of you that don't have Facebook, I'll probably post it on, the podcast's Instagram, because that's basically what's happened. So there's this meme where it has the 7 days of the weeks, but then the beginning of them is like scratched out and they all just say day. Basically, I've all everything for me is in a day. The only reason that I've been knowing that it's weekends is because my boyfriend's home with me on the weekends. And I'm like, other than that, I'm like, okay. Papa, are you outside? Sorry. So basically, yeah, he's outside. So basically, I've lost time. But in the last 2 or 3 days, like this week, I've started back on like re-getting myself situated. And I've chosen not to do, I look at the due dates on my schoolwork, and I'm not choosing to do schoolwork like every day unless I have a class that it's making it mandatory. Because for all last week, it was mostly schoolwork, and then I still didn't get anything done somehow. Like, I still didn't get any schoolwork done. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. So each day I'm going to do like one or two subjects, unless it's like mandatory to do more. And then I'm taking my notes different days. And I've sorted out where it's a little different. So these are the things that I'm doing. Talked to my mom and saw how she's doing. She's also at her home, but her partner is working from home too. So she's not alone, but he's working. So, you know, that's work, you know, like they're not just hanging out. Although I feel like there's also that situation where you are at home with your partner, and because you guys aren't used to being home together, maybe you guys have maybe you guys are struggling too in an aspect of trying to get used to the separation of your time and your time together. So with all this, there's of course the togetherness we feel about, we're all losing people right now. Maybe not as directly, like I think I said it last week. We're losing people sometimes directly and sometimes not directly, but it affects all of us. So that's a very together thing that normally we don't, like big groups don't experience that together, I guess. I mean, they do, but not like this. And so it's like, so to collectively, that even the thought of loss, and like sometimes, like some of us was like, I lost an old friend. Others of us are losing celebrities that are iconic. Others are losing brothers and sisters and family members. So, you know, there's a collective ray of like loss over everyone. And that's a very, you know, it's definitely socially bringing a lot of us together. So I think that's even crazier. And it's even weirder because it's like, there's no, you can't really do a funeral right now. So that's weird too. That's strange. A lot of people are doing like e-funerals and e-memorials. So that's collectively very different experience that is a very together thing that we have. But I wanted to go extremely dark before I told you guys that this episode and other episodes coming, I am going to stick to keeping it light. So I want to be you guys' outlets, just like the shows that I binge watch are my outlets and stuff like that. Like I told you, I'm not speaking right. I'm binge watching stuff like musicals and stuff that's like away from this. Apparently, according to Netflix, people are binge watching stuff like Pandemic and stuff about the end of the world. That's not my bag. So just letting you guys know, that's not where I'm at in this. So that's not what will, when you click on the show, you will get. But I hope you keep clicking on it. And I hope that I can give you guys a good outlet. Like I look for good outlets. So I hope that we can do this together and, you know, hope that I can be a part of your alone togetherness. Yeah. As always, I am Janu Alisa. This is Rantsome Podcast. You can catch me on at Rantsome Podcast on Instagram at Janu Alisa, JHONUALICIA on Instagram as well. You can find me on Amazon with my book, Rants of My Post-Adolescence. And Anchor. You can actually contact me on Anchor as well, or you should be able to. As far as I know, you can. And you should be able to leave some voicemails and messages straight on there. So thank you again for tuning in. See you in 2 weeks. Sorry. Just kidding. You can't see me.